blessings and great happiness. As I sit beside last night's campfire, all that bright burning, now cold gray ashes and vivid memories, I suddenly realize this is Father's Day, the sixth one since my dad did what we all will do, drop the body and return to spirit. A distant crow caws, then another startles me directly overhead. A train passes briefly into audibility. The avian chorale creates fragments of melody, moments of counterpoint, random harmonies. Someone snores in a nearby tent. A squirrel scampers through leaves damp from last night's rain. A mosquito sings her blood for breakfast song in my ear. A daddy long legs spider walks over my bare foot. My father had an unusually large capacity to enjoy such things. Well, maybe not the mosquito. A rare ability to love this strange, wonderful, sad, bewildering, magnificent world with enchanting rivers, such as the one my friends and I canoed yesterday, serpentine in the extreme, 100 meanders concealing surprises and challenges, deadfalls and riffles, wild roses and irises, rocks and sculpturesque snags, delights and satisfactions, including irresistible opportunities to pull canoes and kayaks up on a sandy bank, picnic, and swim away summer sweat in refreshingly cool water. Your kind of place, Dad. May blessings be your spirit food, and great happiness continually flow through you.